This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in the energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam today.
बांस से bioethanol बनाने वाले आधुनिक प्लांट का उद्घाटन किया गया है। ये असम के लिए बहुत गर्व की बात है। इथेनॉल प्लांट के लोकार्पण के साथ ही आज यहाँ पॉलीप्रोपिलीन प्लांट का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है। ये प्लांट असम में उद्योगों को बल देंगे, असम के विकास को गति देंगे, किसानों, नौजवानों, सभी के लिए नए अवसर बनाएंगे।
During his two-day-long Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. On the second day today, he laid the foundation stones of Darang Medical College, Nursing College and G&M School in Darang District. The Prime Minister has since arrived in Kolkata, where tomorrow he will inaugurate the 16th Combined Commanders Conference at the Eastern Command Headquarters of the Indian Army. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of the next generation reforms. Speaking at a joint conclave of Trade and Industries Association at Chennai today, Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. An earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale hit Assam and parts of northeast India today. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, the tremor was recorded at 4:41 p.m. with its epicenter in Udalguri district at a shallow depth of 5 kilometers. No immediate loss of lives or damage to property has been reported till the time of filing this report. The tremors were also felt in neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal and Bangladesh. In Kerala, one more person is diagnosed with a rare disease of amoebic encephalitis. He is under treatment at Thiruvananthapuram Medical College. Meanwhile, the situation of 10 patients under treatment at Kozhikode Medical College is satisfactory. This rare brain infection is caused by free-living amoeba found in contaminated water. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries are meeting in Doha tomorrow to rally support for Qatar in the wake of last week's Israeli attack targeting the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gulf state. The emergency summit bringing together members of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation began with a meeting of foreign ministers today to discuss a draft resolution for tomorrow's summit. The attack, which Hamas says killed five of its members but not its leadership, has prompted U.S. allied Gulf Arab states to close ranks, adding to strains in ties between the UAE and Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Israel today following an Israeli airstrike in Doha targeting Hamas leaders. The strike drew international criticism, especially from Washington, which called it a unilateral move against a key ally. In cricket, India restricted Pakistan to a total of 127 runs in their Group A match of the Asia Cup being held in Dubai. Chasing a target of 128, the men in blue were 11 for no loss in 0.4 overs when the reports last came in. Earlier, India got off to a dream start against Pakistan with Hardik Pandya striking early to remove Sam Ayoub for a duck on just the second ball of the innings. Jasprit Bumrah kept the pressure on by dismissing Mohammad Harris in the very next over. Despite losing two early wickets, Pakistan mounted a brief fight back through Fakhar Zaman and Aga Salman. However, Akshar Patel broke the momentum with two crucial wickets, dismissing both the set batters. Sarvesh Kusharia has become the first Indian high jumper to reach the finals of the World Athletic Championships in Tokyo today. He cleared the mark of 2.25 meters to finish in the top of the 12 of the men's high jump qualification round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.